Five counties, one station. You are listening to Beat, and this, of course, is the Sunday Grill, and we are on until 11 o'clock this morning. And my first guest has been busy celebrating 10 years in business in Wexford Town. That's no mean feat to have a shopfront open for a decade. And this one is quite niche as well. He is Liam O'Grady, and he's the owner of B. Pierced in Wexford Town. And he joins me to talk the business's origins and piercing trends down through the years. You're very welcome, Liam.
Orla, how are you doing? Thanks for having me on the show.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's a surreal moment for me now, to be honest.
And it really is no mean feat to have a shop for 10 years, isn't it? We hear of so many shops closing these days. So really big congratulations.
Yeah, it's mad. Like I didn't think about where I was going to be in 10 years when I started out. And here it is. It's just gone in the blink of an eye, really, you know.
It's mad. And like your shop front, so you have walk-ins and bookings. So is it constantly busy, B. Pierced?
Yeah, there's quite a lot to do now, to be fair. So even if you'd have a quiet morning or a quiet afternoon where you wouldn't have loads of piercings in, there's a lot of prep and a lot of sterilisation and a lot of different kind of aspects to the business that to be a few of us kind of focused on. So we're always on the go.
Okay, good stuff. And tell us about the start of it. Like, what made you decide to open up a piercing shop?
Yeah, see, it's quite a mad start to it when I speak about it, when I tell people, because I kind of got into the industry by accident. So okay. how it kind of came about was I had an injury in 2009, and up until that point I was quite fit, quite active, quite serious about being active, you know yourself. Okay. It was something I was really interested in, but I took an injury that kind of, look at it, it took all that away. So I had a head injury.
Wow.
And it's post-concussion syndrome is what it is. And I suppose the easiest way of explaining it is it's the thing that they're concerned about for rugby players.
Oh, yes, of course.
You know, when they keep getting bangs on the head. So yeah. I got one. And it was about a year after I got it that I was diagnosed, and about 2 years after that before I kind of had any real help. So I was kind of gone through those couple of years of not being able to work and kind of not really understanding what was going on, but my kind of balance and stuff was affected.
Wow.
I was quite full of anxiety over it and stuff. But look, I don't want to go down full negatives of it, but every single day for me was, I'm going to be better tomorrow. You know, that kind of thing. So
yeah.
I was kind of always kind of pushing myself to look, I'll be grand. I'll be grand after this little thing or whatever. Mm. But what happened was I did get help, obviously, and I did get the diagnosis, and I started kind of slowly kind of getting back to doing normal things. I never got back to the training, to the level I was doing and stuff. But
And were you working during this time or...?
No, I couldn't work at all.
Okay.
I was actually being offered a couple of jobs by people that knew me and all, but I couldn't do them. And I was in one job and I kind of had to stop because I couldn't do it, and the job was making things harder on me.
Okay,
so
your balance was
so
an
I had to leave that. Yeah, and sure, I wasn't even too forthcoming with them on how bad I was. I was just trying to be better, you know, that kind of thing. But it got to the stage where I started looking into, what do I need to get back into work? And I said I needed computers and I needed my ECDL and stuff like that. So I searched up through, because I had the disabled pass and things like that at the time, so I was dealing with all that crowd. And I said I'd do the ECDL, and I started a course in Wexford Town for people that would be in a similar situation to myself through an illness or an injury, or maybe they might have gone through addictions or stuff like that, but was to get them from there back into the working world. And what happened was, during that course, I was told I needed to do 4 weeks work experience. So and they told me, start anytime you want and just do the 4 weeks, and that's just part of the mandatory course.
Right.
And a friend of mine owned a shop in town that did piercings and had alternative clothing and things like that.
Okay.
And I happened on him and I said, do you ever take on any of a work experience? I need work. And lo and behold, he gave me the work experience, and I started in there for the 4 weeks. And my background would have been through working in retail and working in the pubs and stuff like that and doing a bit of security. So the gift of the gab is something that I kind of had from an early age anyway.
Yeah.
But after the 4 weeks, he said, I can't really let you go. He said, you have a way of kind of calming people down and talking them into getting the piercing they've been afraid to get, and, you know, that kind of thing. Or the one that they bring in a friend and you'll be talking to them about what piercing they might want in the future, and they end up in the chair.
Okay,
and stuff.
You're good for
and
business.
And he said you're actually adding to the business in the first couple of days. So he ended up giving me a job.
And were you into piercing yourself at this stage?
I had a few piercings, not the amount I'd have now, but okay. I had piercings. I was interested in it, but it was just getting into work was all I wanted, you know, was to get into work and all. And it was a good while before I even got to do piercings and stuff. And when I did, it actually became the thing that I just fell in love with doing, as well as the people side of it, you know. So it was by pure accident that it happened. But how it came about then when I started there, I still wasn't able to do full days and things like that. I still wasn't at full health and stuff. I worked my way back to that slowly, and thankfully that employer gave me all the opportunities I needed to take that time. You know,
some days I'm looking for
open my own shop. What happened was, he's from the UK and he'd always wanted to go back.
Okay.
And it came to the decision where he talked to his family and stuff, and it was an opportunity is coming up where we can all kind of help you with this transition back and all this kind of stuff. And he came to me and he was like, look, this is what's happening, is I'm going back to the UK. And he said, you have two options. He said, you can either try to get a job somewhere, he said, or you can take over the lease.
Oh, and the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
And those 10 years are your own 10 years.
Those 10 years are my own 10 years. That I'm 14 and a half years, nearly 15 years in that same building.
And are you fully recovered now, Liam?
Yeah, look, there'd be a few things like the neck and stuff like that wasn't great from the fall and all. I'd have a few little niggling kind of pains and stuff. So I have to do exercises and stretches daily. But by and large, I'm a well man now, you know.
Good stuff. I'm glad to hear it. Tell us about piercing. Has it changed in those 10 years? Do you see, I don't want to say, you know, I think when we think of people with lots of piercings, maybe, you know, that's part of their look or their fashion. But do you see more people just coming in and getting more unusual piercings that you wouldn't expect?
So much so now.
Really?
It's become fashionable, whereas years ago it was nearly seen as the introvert had it, or, you know, that kind of thing, or the performing artist had it.
And quite niche.
Now it's everybody and their mother and their father and their granny and their, you know, it's amazing. Like,
and what's the most popular, apart from like the regular ear, the part of the ear that most people get and kids get as well, what's the most popular piercing after that?
It'd be hard to catch the nose now. Everybody gets the nose.
No way.
And the belly button then as well. But the big one that's coming back now,
I'm really surprised by the nose, Liam.
The nose. And do you not have it? No.
No, I just have the regular piercings. But I'm going to come in and get a few extra ear piercings, I think.
Dude, that'd be fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the one that you've seen people come in then? The nose, the belly?
The nose, the belly, and the big returning one is the eyebrow. Everybody is getting the eyebrow now.
And does that not leave a scar?
Very minimal now. Very minimal. Yeah.
Okay. And is it more normalised? You know, I can remember people in my family getting like the eyebrow piercing, and the whole thing was, you won't get a job with that now. Are people more accepting to piercings?
Very much so, yeah. It's a complete flip around that. The people that maybe wouldn't have hired somebody that had multiple piercings now have them all themselves now. So it's mad, you know. I love it.
And body jewellery then. So that's what you also offer. So that, like, what do you pierce anything? Do you know what can any part of your skin be pierced?
Yeah, basically anywhere can take a piercing, but it's anatomy dependent. So, you know, you'd have to go with the ears, the nose, the belly button, and then the surface scars for areas like the collarbones and
the lower back
and stuff. Yeah, yeah. So, like, just under it, it'd be in the skin, you know.
Wow.
But the jewellery is a big part of my business, like, between picking out the jewellery to get pierced with or to come back and get the stuff while it's healed. We'd have a selection of thousands of different pieces for every piercing that you can think of. And we sell it worldwide as well on the website.
And how many piercings have you then, Liam?
Me, I've 15 at the minute, which is quite tame compared to most people these days, to be honest.
Yeah. And what age group are we talking? Like, have you ever pierced anyone of a particular older age? What would be the oldest you think you've pierced?
I've gone definitely well into the 80s anyway. Wow. You know, there's one of my favourite customers in there was an 86-year-old lady, and she got 14-carat gold earlobes, and she asked me to get pictures and everything for the social media and stuff.
And she's
such a funny lady as well. The humour was really strong between us when she was in. So the photos, you can actually see the two of us laughing, and I love sharing those ones online.
Brilliant.
In particular.
And bearing in mind the time in the morning on a Sunday, is there any piercing that you've been asked to do that shocked you?
Not anymore, no.
No?
No, no. So look at any piercing we do, it's wipe the area, dot it, pierce it, talk them through the aftercare. You wouldn't see any piercing any different to that. Or, you know, if a customer might be awkward about a particular piercing when they come in, after 10 seconds, they're not anymore either,
okay.
You know.
Okay. Like, could you pierce a toe, for example?
You could, but you shouldn't, you know. So you see those pictures online that people do messing around, but they're very short-lived, you know.
And then you've pierced a few famous faces down through the years, haven't you?
Got a few. One of your own, actually, would have been Megan that I got
yes,
pierced.
Of course.
Eve on
was
radio.
Yeah.
And Ava then after it as well.
Yeah,
Ava's
from Irish
actually a really good customer of ours as well. And John Bishop was another one. There's a few. Look at it. It's there's a couple of A-list celebs as well that you'd be surprised, and they won't let you put up the pictures or nothing because they're so private. And you're like, I'd love to be able to tell people.
Oh, but so, you didn't have a visit from a certain Ed Sheeran during the flower or anything, did you?
Oh, that would have been massive,
wouldn't it?
That would have been deadly. Yeah,
but sure. Look, you're really like you do social media well, so people can really see all the stuff that you're doing and the sort of piercings that you've done down through the years as well up on your social media with it, which is Be Pierced. Is there any time you don't pierce someone that you'd say no to someone?
Yeah, look at it. As I said, it's an anatomy dependent thing. Like, say, belly button is the main one where people would want to get done that
I
they
just
might
can't
not have the anatomy
back.
For.
They might have the anatomy for. What does that mean?
Yeah, so there's believe it or not, there's a couple of different shaped belly buttons,
okay.
And there's different style bars that have now been designed for particular belly button shapes. And there's other people just can't get it at all. They might have an outie, or they just might not have the correct kind of shape you'd need for the belly bar to last in. It's kind of like the eyebrow piercing is another one. You'd need the eyebrow to be kind of rounded. If it's really, really flat, piercing it means it could come out over time, you know. So belly button is the same. So we'd have to refuse people like that, or we only pierce from age 8 up.
Okay.
Which suits the communion age really well. Mm-hmm. So from age 8 up, if you're under 8, we ask you to come back when you're 8.
Okay.
Other than that, we love the fact that people have such a variety in what they want pierced. And the jewellery right now is a lot more fashionable than when, say, I was younger getting my first piercing. So it's become such a fashion statement now to have plenty of piercings in the ears to accompany your outfit, your style,
yes,
your personality. And that, I think people are kind of grabbing that when they can. And it's working really well for myself and the other piercers in the country, you know.
Brilliant stuff. Well, listen, congratulations. 10 years in Wexford Town. And what's the name of the street you're on in Wexford Town if people want to find you?
On Mallon Street, just
Street.
Opposite the library.
Oh, and yes, exactly, on that little street. It's lovely there.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
And I can't wait to be on your show in another 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. And long may you be there on that nice street on Wexford Town and finding lots of different places to pierce people too, anatomy-wise, that is. BePierced.com is the website. And, of course, Liam and all the crew are on Instagram and socials as well if you want to check out Be Pierced and see some of the work that they do. Liam, I know the floods meant you were closed last week. Hopefully all goes well for this week as well. You're taking walk-ins, of course, and I hope I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Take care.